edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon. Mark Skogerbo is here as well, the host of the Common Sense Club. Here's what we're going to do today on the program. I'll first tell you about our guests. Kurt Zellers will be here in just a little bit. He's a state representative from Minnesota. He's a candidate for a governor. And he is upset over the release of a sex offender by Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. Remember Alfonso Rodriguez? Alfonso Rodriguez was released by the Minnesota prison system and went on to murder Drew Shadeen. So Minnesota has a history here. We're going to talk with Kurt Zellers about that story on the program today. Dr. Harrison Schmidt will be here. Does that name ring a bell to you, Mark?
No.
The last man to walk on the moon.
Oh.
He's in Bismarck today.
Does he do the moonwalk?
For Kennedy, we should ask him. Yeah. Kennedy Legacy, 50 years later, a symposium at Bismarck State College. What's going on this week? Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for our talk radio town hall. He'll also be at Babs Coffee House from 8:30 until 9:30 this morning in Fargo. Downtown Fargo, doing a Coffee with Cramer event.
I have a burning question for him.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here. What would you like
Is he going to come in the studio?
He is in studio.
Oh, yippee.
Yes.
I want to ask him how many petitions it would take before he would take impeachment request to the Judiciary Committee at the House. If there is a number or if he's just adamantly opposed or where he's going with, where if he, you know.
He's been asked about the issue of impeachment before, and he goes through a long list of things that would need to be front and center, so it'd be worth asking. He'll be here for the whole 10 o'clock hour, as per usual, on our Wednesday.
But today he's in studio. That's cool.
He is in studio today because it just worked out. Usually he's in D.C. or traveling or whatever, so. Anyway, if you want to chat eyeball-to-eyeball, face-to-face with Congressman Cramer, you can do that. 8:30 to 9:30, Babs Coffee House if you're in Fargo. Otherwise, join us on the air between 10 and 11 today on the program. Couple of issues we'll tackle today. First of all, the election last night. There's a new mayor in Moorhead, Minnesota. And for the first time ever, a female mayor, which people are...
And who, she'd never been in politics before.
Ballyhooing a little bit. Yeah, no, she had not.
She'll be interesting. I hope we can get her on here before too long.
You know, that's sort of the story of last night's election, at least in Moorhead. A lot of new faces.
Yeah.
A lot of new faces. And maybe that's where folks are at right now in politics.
Throw them all out, you know, sort of the hue and cry.
In New Jersey, Chris Christie wins overwhelmingly.
Yes.
And Terry McAuliffe wins by a nose, the Democrat in Virginia.
And if they didn't have a heavily funded Libertarian, it wouldn't have even been close. Cuccinelli would have beaten them by maybe 100,000 votes.
Yeah, very interesting.
And an enormous closing. Tea Party people need to take real heart. What we got to do is just be smarter. We got to go to doors. You know, when you think of McHenry County in Virginia, hundreds, thousands of government workers. This is an amazing episode to come this close.
I agree. That's one thing people forget. That's a big, big part of Virginia. And, like you say, probably would have won but for a Libertarian candidate.
Heavily funded by a friend of Obama.
But watch the narrative now. The narrative will be Ken Cuccinelli, a Tea Party kind of guy, gets defeated. So you
front page stuff.
Yeah.
Right here, USA Today. Warning flag for Tea Party. No, it isn't. It's a red flag. Go Bulls. Tea Parties are vindicated. And the votes that Obamacare was much opposed by the people that didn't like Obamacare voted heavily for Cuccinelli.
In fact, you know, there were polls out that had this a 7-10 point race.
Earlier on, it was double digits.
And people believe that the whole Obamacare meltdown was a big reason it tightened.
Right, and another day or two, and in spite of the siphoning off of the Libertarian Party, he would have won. Folks, TEA plus GOP, we can't have third parties. We got to fight against that. You have to realize that every third party, whether it's Whiting or a dupe, is the enemy of the most conservative reality option. there's no third party's going to ever win. It can't do it. If Perot didn't win, it can't happen. Not unless you got $1 billion and get real focused, but for the most part, it can.
Because of the incident at LAX, folks are now questioning whether a TSA agent should be armed.
Of course.
Why aren't they now?
It's absurd.
Isn't it? I mean, there's a trained federal agents and charged with security at airports. You know,
what are they supposed to do? High karate against a gun?
Yeah, I don't know.
Leap in the air and spin? It's crazy.
TSA union is pushing the move. The lawmakers evidently don't like the idea. I don't know why. What is
turf?
Turf, what do you mean?
Oh, that's our job. There's always people that care about turf more than practicality, you know, who gets the credit, that kind of thing.
So you think members of Congress see that as a different role?
I can't even fathom the logic.
I can't either.
It makes no sense at all. It seems to me when you realize what happened on 9/11, we need wise gun carriers in our airports. Especially one of them died.
University of North Dakota students are fixing for a deal. They want tuition increases limited.
Well, that's not so absurd, is it?
I don't think so. No. And, you know, if you look at the increases, you have to empathize with students. And so they're getting in the game here. Interesting.
Students are starting to make the connection that, wait a minute, this all this liberal ballyhoo, like tenure that's impenetrable, that's no matter what a person believes in either both high school and college, and also that the liberals are guaranteeing that the next generation will have no Social Security, no benefits. There's no possible way any logical trend line analysis can say that there will be any government left, let alone a Navy and an Army for this next generation. We either put the brakes on or we cease to be viable.
The Fiscal Times has a story today about the 10 highest paying jobs in North Dakota's oil boom.
Mm.
I want to be a drilling consultant.
Well, I think you should drill right over there.
You know what a drilling consultant makes?
What?
On average, $238,000 a year.
Oh, no. And I'm so good at that. I used to be a drilling consultant. I had to figure out where the crossroad was of the gophers because I would go. I really augmented my income as a youth with capturing gophers. Cause, you know,
did you?
Yeah. And did you hear about that people that stole $3,000 worth of gopher feet?
I don't know, but I don't think this story qualifies you as a drilling consultant. Nice try, but maybe you could be a directional driller, then you could make $192,000 a year.
Oh yeah, I'm better at that because you can sort of get some clues by the little trails from the gophers.
Have you heard the term company man? You hear that a lot.
Company man, oh yeah.
The foreman or superintendent, they're making about $182,000
because they're a company man. I mean, they're going to stick up for the company, you know, and kind of.
It's managerial, supervisor.
It's kind of a middle management thing.
Workover or completion driller makes $151,000. Reservoir engineer, $149,000. Rig manager, $140,000.
They deserve it.
Now, how about this? The fanciest schmancy term of all these makes half as much as a drilling consultant, the geoscientist.
Oh, maybe with a PhD.
Where you do the structure, process, and physical aspects of the, you know, studying the Earth's energy resources in the Earth, $126,000. A coil tubing specialist.
I'm really good at that. I can make a tube dance.
That is, of course, the metal piping used in an oil well after it's been drilled. The tubing needed to pump fracking fluid down a well.
Wouldn't you like to work with that?
$106,000 a year, no bachelor degree required.
No.
You don't need a degree there.
You just got to know how to make a coil by turning your hand over as you're turning this thing, and you just got to believe in tubing.
Well control specialist or well tester makes $102,000, and a stimulation supervisor makes $101,000.
That's what we try to do every day in this program.
We do, yes.
We're stimulation supervisors. Send me the check.
Just not paid enough.
Yeah, and you know what? You're a cheerleader for the oil industry. I think you deserve a bonus, Scott.
10 highest paying jobs in North Dakota's oil boom. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Story in the Fiscal Times about that today.
But now we're going to have a $2.5 billion pipeline from Enfield. This is great. Right along Highway 2, right over there to Clearbrook.
Isn't that something?
It's great.
It is. Sign of the times, for sure. All right, there's some news headlines. A little preview of the guests we'll be chatting with. Steve Bakken and I will tackle this TSA topic and the tuition increases at UND when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Bottom of the hour, Kurt Zeller is on a sex offender being released in Minnesota. What's going on there? Tell you
about
it.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving. Why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For a new segment of What's On Your Mind. Let's see if my partner Steve Bakken thinks this is a good idea or a bad idea. Best bumper sticker of the day. What do you think, Steve?
I like the best.
My contribution for today was taking our daughter to school, saw a bumper sticker that said, "Eat beef. The West was not won by eating salad." I like that.
Now, are these ones we have to see, or are these ones we can make up on our own?
Well, I guess, you know, either way. I kind of like, I'm not creative enough to come up with my own. I don't know that I've ever come up with a good enough bumper sticker, but I've seen some great ones. I love them.
One of my favorites I saw the other day was, my my German short hitter is smarter than your honor student. I like that one. I don't have German short hairs, but I need to find one of those that says Gordon Setters on it.
There you go. Exactly. All right, here's a couple of stories we're going to tackle. University of North Dakota student government is offering the president, Robert Kelly, student funds for a construction project if he agrees to limit tuition increases next school year to what's already authorized by the state. The administration has declined the offer, which has prompted the student body president, Nick Kramer, to suggest that Kelly would ask the state for a tuition increase beyond 3.72%. In a letter to the student on Monday, Kelly said that the tuition cap is something that neither student senate nor the university has the authority to enact on our own. There is effectively a cap already, and that's the 3.72% imposed by the State Board of Higher Education, Kramer said. The Senate is not asking for a new cap, but rather for the administration not to seek board permission to raise tuition beyond that cap. Asked for a clarification Monday evening, I'm reading from a Grand Forks Herald story here, Forum News Service story, I guess. Let's see here. Asked for a clarification Monday evening, administration spokesman Peter Johnson said, what Kelly meant is that ultimate control over tuition is with the board, not UND. The university may well have some leeway now, but there's no guarantee it always will. The so has not had a chance to review needs for the coming year to determine what the tuition ought to be, he said. At stake, $2 million in student funds already set aside for renovation of McCannell Hall, which houses some student services. Kramer said the student service can direct those funds to other buildings so long as it benefits students. In this case, he said it's offering the money for a one-stop shop for student services at the Memorial Union. And I applaud this this initiative anyway, right? I mean, hey, you need something from us, so in return, tell us you're going to stick to what the state asks for. I think that's
yeah, here's the problem with it, though, and here's where this is dangerous, is it could set a horrible precedent. First of all, the administration's right. Second of all, I think it shows that the students are getting fed up and screaming for tuition control, just like North Dakota residents are screaming for property tax control. It's not there. They're getting sick of the spending. Now, here's a case, though, where you've got the student body taking student funds and wanting to funnel it to a university building project. Well, that money's going to be replaced. And the money's not the university's anyway. It's the students. That comes out through fees. So that money's going to be replaced, or the fees are going to get increased. You're going to wind up having increase to tuition anyway, but you're just going to call it something else. Okay, we're not increasing your tuition, but we're going to raise your student fees because we got to replace that money. They need that money for something else. That's a dangerous road to go down.
So your point is, even if they agree to this, they'd get you another way, so why bother?
There's a lot of things to call a tax without calling it a tax, but it's still a tax. This, to me, in essence, is, or potentially could be, another way to call a tuition increase something other than a tuition increase. But in essence, it is. You know, if you cap tuition at $5,000 a semester, UND or NDSU or any of the other institutes, but you increase the student fees associated with those tuitions or attending that university, didn't you raise tuition? It's the same thing. You're just calling.
I guess so, but here's where I'm at. I think this is a good conversation. It's a smart initiative by students. The students have something, in this case, funds to allocate to a project the administration wants, and they're saying, we want a deal. I think that's now whether or not, you know.
It's a great discussion. It is a great discussion. Yeah. I applaud the students for thinking outside the box, but careful the road you go down, because you could set a precedent that you don't want to go to.
Well, if the precedent is limiting tuition increase, I don't think that's a bad tuition. I don't think that's a bad precedent. So I'm with the students.
Should the Board of Higher Education be limiting tuition?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it says live within your means. You can't just automatically go back to the well every time.
You're teaching the administration now that, hey, we have another revenue source. We don't have to live within our means. What's wrong with higher education? What have we been screaming about as a state for the last couple of years? Higher education is not living within their means. Gee, you're going to enable them to not live within their means? That's the precedent.
Here's another
set, and that's dangerous.
Here's another story I want to get out here. Arming TSA officials is hitting some resistance on Capitol Hill. I don't understand why. Both lawmakers in the Obama administration have called for reviewing airport security procedures after the shooting spree at LAX, but union officials are already offering a concrete proposal. Create a new category of TSA agent in addition to the 45,000 existing screeners. People in the new positions would be law enforcement officers who'd carry handcuffs and firearms as well as make arrests. Union leaders say the enhanced status would help protect an unfairly demonized workforce as well as security checkpoints like the one where Friday's mayhem began. Interesting. I guess now maybe I'm seeing why. Does this sound like the TSA saying we need more officers? I mean, to me, take a segment of the current employees and arm them.
Here's a thought, Scott. How about better employees?
Whatever. But my point is, why shouldn't a TSA official be armed?
But I want better employees. I mean, there's a section, I'm not saying all, I'm not pointing my fingers at all, but there's a faction of TSA agents that the reason they're TSA agents is because they can't hold a job at 7-Eleven.
Now, the idea of federal law enforcement is, you know, you start getting a little concerned about Big Brother, right? Does that concern you, that they would be a federal agency that would be armed?
No, I did quite a bit of traveling right after 9/11, and it was out of the country. I felt safer in Mexican airports and other countries' airports than I did in the United States airports.
We're going to tackle this topic coming up here in a little bit. Stay tuned for that. Plus, Thanksgiving, Black Friday creep, too. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Coming in on last night's gubernatorial race in Virginia, here's the Politico's take. Obamacare almost killed McCullough. And you can be sure that that's something they're watching very closely.
Boy, I wish he'd have won. That would have really been a shot across the bow.
He came so close with the duplicity of the Libertarian that Tea Party people got to be fired up.
Goes on to say, when President Obama crossed the Potomac for McAuliffe Sunday, he glaringly avoided even mentioning his signature accomplishment. Exit polls show a majority of voters, 53%, oppose the law.
In a place where so many of the government workers live.
81% voted for Cuccinelli out of that 53%. 8% voted for the Libertarian candidate. McAuliffe won overwhelmingly among the 46% that liked Obamacare, who support the health care overhaul. Cuccinelli actually won independents by 9 points, 47 to 38. Think of that.
This is a big deal in a blue state.
And that they made up one-third of the electorate. There's lots to analyze there yet. There is. You know, I think one could make the argument that had the establishment done a better job.
Oh, absolutely.
Of helping Ken Cuccinelli, you know, you got to look back now and say, gosh, he was this close, folks.
You know,
this close.
That's right. It's time the establishment starts to realize they've got Tea Party egg on their face, and they have got to coalesce. I agree with Cheney perfectly. We need the energy, the purity, the clarity, and the focus of the Tea Party people.
For sure. All right. Kurt Zeller going to join us in just a little bit here. Meantime, usually tell us about sports right about now.
I'll tell you, the Wild just absolutely delight me. Harding, this kid with MS, has turned away 44 of his last 45 shots at him. Back-to-back home games, the Wild won 5-0 and 4-0 and 5-1. And, you know, now they've got to ramp it up on the road, but they are really coalescing. Got Coyle back on the first line. Parisi and Koivu both just glistened last night. Parisi gets two. They're just a wonderful team. They fluid, kinetic. They absolutely dominated. And Calgary had beaten the Blackhawks the day before. So they beat a really good team. The Flames went down in flames.
There you go.
And, of course, the having lived in Wisconsin for a while, there is grief there over the collarbone break for Mr. Rogers. That's pretty sad for them. You know, he's such a great quarterback, arguably the best rollout quarterback ever, to his right anyway. But it was on his left collarbone, but it's tough being a quarterback and get sacked by somebody who weighs 329 pounds. You know, it's no fun.
What do you make of this bullying story with Incognito again? Now there are some folks coming out saying, you know, sort of almost taking his side, that this is being overblown and some of these people shouldn't have allowed themselves to be bullied. I mean, the idea of bullying an NFL player seems a little bizarre, doesn't it?
Oh, he's bullying me. Oh, he's bullying me. He called me a name.
Well, yeah. I think there's a few names along the scrimmage lines, don't you think? Do you think there's a few racial epithets that occur?
So are you of the opinion that...
I think he went over the line, went public, and you saw, might have seen on TV him dancing around with his shirt off in a pool hall, just screaming like a crazed man. He seems like he's... But his name... His name Incognito. I think he's trying to live up to his name. He's just desperately seeking anonymity.
You love that, don't you?
I love Incognito.
But are you taking a side?
Oh, yeah. I want him to be ambassador to Iran.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. ambassador to Iran?
I do.
He can bully the Iranians.
He can, and, you know, they like those enormous weightlifters. They like that. Wrestlers. They love those kind of wrestlers.
Anything else on sports?
I'm just thrilled about the Timberwolves. That's all I can say. They just look great. When you realize that the Timberwolves missed 23 three-point shots, the only one that made any the other night was Kmart. The other six that took them, including Kevin, missed 23, and still they outscored Cleveland by 31-17 in the fourth quarter on a back-to-back game, and they only lose by 1 point. They just look great. They're tenacious. They're fast break. They've never had this good and deep a fast break team. The chemistry between Rubio and Martin and Brewer and the bigs, Peck is looking great, and K-Love is looking awesome. He was, for the first time, he was player of the week. The first week of the NBA, Kevin Martin was week, averaged 29.5 points a game and double-digit rebounds. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Exactly what I was going to say. Beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
We're trying to track down Kurt Zeller here and can't find him. So,
well, he's been on that. Oh, here he is.
Oh, yes. Okay. We got him.
Good morning.
State Representative Kurt Zeller, candidate for governor in Minnesota, joins us. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Mr. Mark Skogerbo is here as well today, and we were just telling folks that you're a little concerned about the plan for Governor Dayton to release a sex offender. I would think after the Drew Shedeen lesson of Alfonso Rodriguez's release, we'd be a little more cautious about things like this in Minnesota. What's going on?
Well, I'm not concerned. I'm downright ticked off. You know, this is we're talking about somebody who fixed as one of the doctors, and there's a story in the Star Tribune that your listeners can go and look up by Paul Monroe. We're talking about somebody that had, one of the doctors that examined him called a sexual sadist. 60 different victims, in some cases 14, 15-year-old girls. And after 1 year, he went from being a sexual sadist who can't be, who has not yet realized that what he has been doing is not only a hatred towards women, but he was on a path to a homicide, to now being fixed. That to me does not make sense, Scott. And as a dad and as a state legislator whose number one job, sworn job, is to protect the citizens of the state, I would not stand by and allow this to happen without somebody standing up and saying, hell no.
How does this process work? I mean, is it ultimately the governor's decision? Does he have to override somebody else's decision? And why is this happening?
Well, it's really the commissioner of Health and Human Services, because this individual is in under what Minnesota calls the mental defect law. So it is because he is civilly committed, he did not commit the crimes before the law that I actually passed as Governor Plenty, which was a life in prison for violent sex offenders. So it's been used under the civil commitment process. So there's a panel. The panel reviews the reports from doctors. Two separate doctors, though, said, Scott, that this is not, he's not fixed. He's not, a year ago, he was, not only did he have better chance to reoffend, but he had not yet realized and not come to full admission that what he was doing were horrendous crimes. So there will be a board, but the commissioner ultimately has the decision. The story from the Star Tribune indicates that Governor Dayton was deferring to Commissioner Jessen on this, and I fundamentally disagree, and it's not really a partisan issue either. The Attorney General, Lori Swanson, a Democrat, agrees with me.
Well, and it would seem to me with the doctor's testimony here, you know, these individuals think they know more than the doctors, these people on the commission, or what?
Well, that's what Commissioner Jessen is assuming, and you know, Governor Dayton is deferring to her. And emails that the Star Tribune attained, he says in there very clearly, "I will defer to you on this, Lucinda, or Commissioner, or whatever it was." But I just, after 60 victims, and there was in the story there, and I don't know if it was an admission to a cellmate or if he was talking to other people, but he said he thinks that there may be over 100 victims that he has. Why do you let somebody out like that? I mean, and if you are, fine, then take them out to your neighborhood. If you think this guy's fixed, then fine, move him in next door to you. But citizens around the state.
Let him move into Dayton's house. Bring him over to Dayton's house.
Well, Dayton doesn't have a
state
house
there.
He actually doesn't own a house in Minnesota. He just has the governor's mansion. So, but to Commissioner Jessen, if she thinks she's fixed, fine, move him to your neighborhood. I was on another radio show yesterday, and that's what one of the guys said. You think they're fixed, then move them into your neighborhood. But if at the end of the day you wouldn't want them around your daughter, your son, your wife, your grandmother, your mother, then it's probably not the right decision to make. And I get that there is some controversy on whether or not the civil commitment process and law is right fit for putting these folks behind bars. But until that's fixed, I always err on the side of keeping them locked up, because if at the end of the day another girl is raped, or if this guy Duvall actually does take that next step, as the doctor said he has the possibility to do, somebody's daughter, somebody's son, somebody's mother or wife is killed, raped, murdered, and killed. And I, in good conscience, could not stand by. And this is just absolutely astonishing. It is disappointing, and it is horrendous that this person would ever get out of prison again.
And where's this at? As you mentioned, the Democratic Attorney General also agrees with you and evidently has pushed for some sort of different trial-like review of the case so that the release could be delayed. Has the governor responded to your letter? Where are we at?
No, there's going to be a review panel on Friday that, excuse me, that will be going through this case again and have the opportunity to deny this individual release. That's where the Attorney General is suggesting my suggestion. My letter has been to the governor. I will also recommend to the review board that this is a horrible, horrible decision, and that, you know, take the recommendation from just a year ago. And after, you know, a friend of mine said, you know, there are drunks, there are drug addicts that have to struggle with this each and every day. Their addiction is in front of them each and every day. They must fight the temptation to drink or to take drugs again each and every day. You don't think that after 60 or 100 rapes that this isn't deviant behavior that is ingrained? This is baked into this guy's DNA. He's going to continue to do it. You think in 1 year, by just having him write a journal about his offenses, he's fixed? Absolutely not. So I'll ask the board. I'll continue to ask Governor Dayton. I encourage the citizens of Minnesota. I mean, just because you're up in Moorhead or Fergus Falls or Alexandria, don't think that this can't come to your neighborhood or can't come to your community. Call Governor Dayton. And I tell you what, as Governor Scott, this is something that I would never, ever allow. It wouldn't even get to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Kurt Zeller's candidate for governor and taking the side of the folks on this one. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the update.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem, with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Idea for a new contest is gaining steam, Mark.
And what would that be?
Bumper sticker of the day?
Yeah. Oh, bumper sticker of the day is a great idea.
Remember I saw the one earlier, eat beef because the last wasn't one on salad? That's my favorite for today. And I have it up on Facebook. I've asked for others to share, you know, see, can you top that?
There's just great bumper stickers out there.
Daniel says, my all-time favorite, visualize world peas.
World peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it? I think it's a play on world peace.
I think it is.
Right? But it's world peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, visualize world peace. Oh, that's pretty good,
man,
isn't it?
That's very wonderful.
Isn't it?
You know,
because
like,
if you start visualizing world peace, that's kind of a mess.
And I love those Lalesh Leagues ones.
Not as likely as world peace, too. Travis says, Great bumper sticker, although the West was probably one on deer and elk and antelope when it was homesteaded and discovered.
But they didn't have roadkill then.
Look at Lewis and Clark.
Remember this. Most animals could get out of the way of a covered wagon.
David says, he saw this one. Save a carrot, eat a vegan. Nearly drove off the road laughing.
I love that PETA sign as you enter South Dakota. People eating tasty animals.
Yes, exactly right. So, anyway, if you want to weigh in, check out our
Facebook
page. And,
of course, I personally like Abomination. It, yellow with black print.
You seen the one for the runners? 26.2, meaning the marathon?
Yeah.
I saw one the other day, and it escapes me now, but it was mocking the 26.2, as in I can only go a very short distance, and I don't remember the distance, but it's same, you know, round, black, whole thing.
Yeah,
but much
shorter. Point 26.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
They moved the decimal point around. Anyway, the likes are pouring in now on the bumper sticker contest.
This is great.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, that's what a fun project to do, and you know, when you go on trips and stuff, and really write them down, because every one of you have, in somewhere in your brains, you've got great, crazy, zany bumper stickers that you try to pull them out of there, because everybody will be delighted. But write them down, then you won't forget them.
And the ones you can't remember, post them today for us on our Facebook page.
That's right.
I want to know. I'm kind of getting tired of hearing about this Toronto mayor.
Well, he looks like he needs some more crack. He was just going berserk out in his yard with his running around with his garbage, shrieking at people.
He wasn't. I think he had his laundry.
He looked like a
garbage.
Sumo wrestler.
Yeah,
it's just wild. And then he'd say thank you. He'd scream at the top of his lungs, and then he'd say thank you.
Came out and said that.
Oh.
In a drunken stupor, he smoked crack.
He was a drunk. I think
about a month ago.
Yeah, he's been having a lot of stupors. All right.
Very bizarre, isn't it?
I think him and Incognito would be a great tag team.
Yeah.
Send them to Iran.
There you go. They look like a little...
they look like there might be twins separated at birth.
The diplomatic team. I think that's a good idea, Mark.
Sure.
Fabulous idea. Right. Okay. How about the weather?
Isn't it nice?
It's you know, for November, we can't complain.
I went for a nice little walk this morning.
Did you?
The sunrise was magnificent.
Breathe in some morning air?
I did, out of both nostrils.
The forecast for today, Fargo-Moorhead and the Red River Valley, partly sunny, but 40 for a high, light wind tonight, cloudy, 15, it's getting nippy at night. Thursday, mostly sunny, 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 27. Looks like no precip in this forecast at all until Friday, and then we see a chance of rain in the morning, then a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 41 and a breezy day, too. And the precip be about 40%. Rain and snow in the forecast Friday night. Saturday, though, sunny near 39. Sunday, cloudy near 37, no precip. Veterans Day on Monday.
Oh, we're going to have fun on Veterans Day.
We have lots of fun planned for you on Veterans Day.
Yes, we do.
So stay tuned for that. Oil patch today, sunny 37, a light wind out of the west. Partly cloudy by 19 tonight. Sunny tomorrow and 42. In the patch, there is some chance of the snow after midnight on Thursday night. It'll remain Friday with rain and snow mixed in the first part of the day, then rain likely in the afternoon, rain and snow again later. 37 degrees under those cloudy skies Friday, then mostly cloudy on Friday night, 24. Saturday, sunny, 34. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 35. Pretty uneventful, though, you know. Veterans Day, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, near 28 degrees.
You know, it is unbelievable how putting on a pair of long johns, really, it just makes inures you to another 20 degrees cooler. It's just amazing. Just long johns.
I'm not much of a long john guy.
Oh.
Never have. I think I own a pair somewhere, but really has to be extreme conditions. It's a good idea.
You'd be surprised. I wouldn't have gone for my little walk without them.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Let's tell you what the temp is right now where you're at or close to it. Fargo overcast 26 at this hour. Southwest wind at 7. Grand Forks cloudy 22, Jamestown cloudy 30, Devil's Lake cloudy 26, Wahpeton 27 and overcast. Mark is sporting a Southern Valley Tea Party Patriot shirt today. Speaking of Wahpeton, Valley City overcast at 25. On the patch, Minot 27, overcast, Williston 21, 19, Tioga and Stanley. Dickinson, 18. Sydney, Montana, 19. For our Minnesota friends, Alex, 26 and clear. Thief River, cloudy, 19. Fergus Falls, overcast, 25 at this hour. You're up to date.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.